ladies and gentlemen will be out at Holiday Inn in part of the banquet this coming Thursday evening. So I hope you enjoy it. As I said a long ago, it's all about Jesus.
Amen.
Let's look at Acts chapter 10 this morning. A message in time. It's all about Jesus. Acts chapter 10, verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him." I like that. "The word which God has sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all." "That word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing that for all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him. He commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which is ordained God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him, Jesus, all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins."
Amen.
Father, I ask you this morning for blessings. Thank you, Lord, for our new friends that we're learning to love and get acquainted with this morning. And I just pray that you'll use this message to your honor and glory.
Yes, Jesus.
And that we'll leave this place knowing, Father, that everything we do is about your Son.
Yes,
Jesus.
Yes,
I ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
The Apostle Peter went to Caesarea Philippi to preach to Cornelius, his friends, and his family.
Yes.
At Caesarea Philippi, the Apostle Peter did not share his philosophy of life. At Caesarea Philippi, the Apostle Peter didn't discuss Christian and political activism. At Caesarea Philippi, the Apostle Peter didn't market the church. He preached Jesus.
Amen.
And for God, for good reason, folks. It's all about Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
We preach Jesus. We're saved because Jesus went to the cross.
Thank you, Lord.
Laid down his life.
Yeah.
Put him in the grave. Came out of that grave alive.
Amen.
Because I live, you shall live also.
Amen.
We have churches today because Jesus said, "I will build my church."
Yes.
It's all about Jesus. When I first of all look at these scriptures, I see Peter talking about the apostles. And I want you to know something about the apostles. They were all about Jesus. The apostles lived with Jesus and followed Jesus for some 3.5 years. They walked with him. They ate with him. They fellowshiped with him. The apostles, men radically different in personality and background, came to a unanimous decision about Jesus. They believed Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
And the apostle Peter himself said, "We are witnesses of the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, and they took him and they hanged him on a tree.
Yes.
They witnessed to Jesus, the apostle. Peter said how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power.
Amen.
Who went about doing good. That's his life. That's what Jesus did. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the bad devil. For God was with him. Peter is saying, listen to me. Don't you tell me, not for one second, that Jesus didn't turn water into wine. He said, I was with him, and I drank some of it. Well, you can't tell me he didn't turn water into wine. He said, I was with him. I was with him when he walked on water. I went out there with him, sunk up to my neck. But don't tell me Jesus is the Son of God, because I saw him walk on water in a storm. Don't tell me that life and death isn't in the hands of Jesus, because I'm going to tell you something about him. I saw him raise Lazarus from the dead, and that man had been dead for 4 days. Don't tell me Jesus isn't the Son of God. I've seen his life on that Mount of Transfiguration in Matthew chapter 19. Jesus, or chapter 17, Jesus was transfigured. His deity, his divinity shined through the flesh. And Peter made a silly statement that day, but what God said, hey, that's my son.
Yeah.
Listen to him.
Yeah.
Peter said, don't tell me about his life that he's not the Son of God. I witnessed. And then he said in verse 39, we are witnesses of these things. And they took him and they hanged him on a tree. Mm-hmm. Peter said, I saw him crucified. I know what he went through. We were there hanging back in proud. We saw him drive the nail, or the Roman soldiers drive the nails into his quivering palms. We heard him cry out in anguish. We heard him say, I thirst. We heard him cry out, it is finished. We saw him give up the ghost. We were there when they laid him in the tomb. We were there when we died. We saw it all. We are witnesses of these things.
Yes.
The apostles witnessed not only the life and the death of Jesus, but they witnessed the resurrection of Jesus. It says in verses 40 and 41, him, Jesus, God raised up from the dead. Isn't that good? Jesus, God raised up the third day and showed him openly. Not to all people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. Peter is saying, look, don't tell me man didn't come back to life. Don't tell me he's not the Son of God. We were there at his resurrection. We saw him. We even sat down and ate with him after he rose from the dead. You may be thinking this morning all this could have been just an elaborate hoax. But wait. Study history and see the life and the death of these witnesses, these apostles of Jesus Christ. And you can see that all of them died for what they believed in. Because you see, they learned to laugh at death. Because Jesus overcame death and he came out of that tomb. Peter, James, and the disciples were not liars, thieves, and charlatans. They were witnesses, and they were convinced it's all about Jesus.
Yes.
That he is the Son of God.
Yes.
But not only do we have that, but you know, I preach from the Bible. And the Bible is all about Jesus.
Amen.
Yes.
From Genesis to the book of Revelation.
Yes.
It's about Jesus.
Amen.
Peter declared, to him, look at this, to him give all the prophets witness. Mm-hmm. To him, Jesus, give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins. Mm-hmm. The prophets, the Old Testament, is the Bible. It is the Word of God. And whom did the prophets, and whom did the Old Testament witness? Jesus. When you open the Bible from the very beginning, Jesus leaps out. In the Garden of Eden, after Adam and Eve sinned, God killed an animal, probably a lamb, to make coverings and atonement for Adam and Eve. And that pictures the sacrificial death and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In Genesis chapter 3, the seed of woman is Jesus in verse 15. When Adam, Eve, second-born son, took a lamb of the flock, the lamb represented Jesus, Genesis 4. When God promised Abraham through his seed, not seeds, that all nations of the world would be blessed, I want to tell you that seed is Jesus. In Exodus chapter 12, when the death angel passed through Egypt, Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. All the offerings of Leviticus represent the sacrifice of Jesus. There were two goats. One was offered as a sacrifice. The other, the scapegoat, pictured Jesus taking away our sins. Leviticus 16:10. The mourning dove speaks of Jesus as a man of sorrows. Isaiah 53:3. The white pigeon speaks of the pure, gentle, sinless Son of God. Fine flour, the meal offering, pictures Jesus bruised and battered and baked by the fires of hell for our sins.
Yeah.
Mixed with oil pictures the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The mixed frankincense pictures Jesus' intercessory prayer for the saints.
Yes.
To him, Jesus,
amen,
give all,
yes,
the prophet.
Yes.
God instructed Abraham or Israel to build a tabernacle. And guess what? That tabernacle was all about Jesus. The entire wood spoke of the humanity of Jesus. The gold overlay illustrated the deity of Jesus. The badger skins pointed out the tabernacle was not beautiful on the outside. The prophet Isaiah wrote about this and said, "For he shall grow up before him a tender plant, and a root out of dry ground. He had no form or comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire. But the outside of the tabernacle was beautiful." And I want to tell you, Jesus is beautiful. On the inside of that tabernacle, man, you walk in there and you'd see a brazen altar showing Christ, our sacrifice. You'd see that there was a candlestick showing Christ as our sign. There was a table of incense showing Christ as our supplication. There was a mercy seat showing Christ as our sanctification, as our justification. Every priest in the tabernacle or in the temple pictures Jesus, our high priest. Read the book of Hebrews. Psalm 22 reads like someone standing at the foot of Jesus when he cries out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? In Isaiah chapter 53, the prophet wrote the gospel according to Isaiah and said, he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. And the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Jesus was wounded for our transgression. Jesus died for our sin. Read the book of Micah, and you will find that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Read Zechariah, and you'll see where the Roman soldiers nailed nails into his hands and feet 500 years before it happened. And you can see again that Jesus is coming again. The Lamb of Abel, the Ark of Noah, the Passover Lamb, the Serpent in the Wilderness, Ruth, Kinsman Redeemer, all speak of one person, and that person is Jesus, the Son of God. It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
John chapter 8, Jesus told the Jews in Jerusalem, especially the religious leaders who were against him, your father, Abraham, rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it as well. When did Abraham see Jesus' day and rejoice? When he offered his son Isaac. Was the promised child seed of Abraham. Isaac's birth, folks, wasn't a natural birth. It was supernatural. Isaac's birth was not difficult in the eyes of man. It was impossible.
Yeah,
But God said to Abraham, I want you to go. And I want you to offer Isaac on a mountain as an offering. On a mountain that I've shown you. And on that mountain, Isaac asked, where is the land for the burnt offering? And in verse 8 of Genesis 22, Abraham answered, my son, God will provide for himself the land for a burnt offering. On the altar, Abraham took the killing knife and placed it against Isaac's throat. But before Abraham could kill his son and bleed out, God stayed his hand, stopped him. Boy, I bet God said, Abraham, Abraham, I said, man, I bet Abraham felt good, what do you think? But he turned. After God stayed his hand, Abraham turned. And he saw a ram caught in the thickets by his horns. What did Abraham see? He basically saw a lamb crowned with thorns. And he called that place Jehovah Jireh, which means God will provide. What did Abraham see on the mountain with Isaac? He saw Jesus dying as a sacrifice for our sin and crowned with thorns. No wonder Abraham rejoiced. Yes. He saw Jesus, the Son of God, dying for our sins. And I want you to understand something. If you look at a little Bible geography, you will see the mountain that Abraham offered Isaac on a couple thousand years later was called Mount Calvary. Mountain where the Son of God, Jesus, died. On that mountain, God provided salvation for all men. And Abraham understood that. He called that place Jehovah Jireh. And guess what? He rejoiced. And I want to tell you something. Yes, it was sad what happened to Jesus. But let's rejoice because he loved us enough to suffer for us. And the purpose of our salvation. One other thing. The Holy Spirit is all about Jesus.
Yes.
The apostles were all about Jesus. The scriptures are all about Jesus. And the Holy Spirit is all about Jesus. Peter told Cornelius that salvation, in verse 43, is available to whosoever believeth in him. That hill is Jesus.
Yes.
Cornelius believed that Jesus is the Son of God. He was saved. But Cornelius wasn't saved because he did good things. Cornelius wasn't saved because he spent time in prayer or that he involved himself in community service. Cornelius heard Peter's message about Jesus. He believed that Jesus is the Son of God. And when he believed that Jesus is the Son of God, the Holy Spirit moved into his body and he spoke in tongues.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Speaking in another language. Come on and not study. I can't prove it. But notice the Bible says that they, the Jews who were with him, understood.
That's right.
When Peter or when Cornelius spoke in tongues and magnified God. Does God have a sense of humor at all? Here are these Jewish people who were bigoted against anybody who wasn't a Jew. And now this Latin-speaking Roman officer is speaking so they were understanding it, and I think he was probably speaking in Hebrew. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Boy, God has a sense of humor.
Yes, he does.
Well, listen. When Cornelius heard the message about Jesus, when he understood that the apostles were all about Jesus, when he understood the scriptures were all about Jesus, when he understood these things, he believed, and then he received the Holy Spirit. But look, we can overlook something important here. Tongues are one thing. But to me, the important thing is that God gave the Holy Spirit. Now listen to me. God gave the Holy Spirit to a Gentile believer. Someone who wasn't a Jew. And there is no doubt whatsoever that the plan of salvation, God's plan of salvation, is for all people. Men, women, children, who believe in Him. Red people, black people, white people, yellow people, pink people, green people, tattooed people, people who hear all the wrong. You know what you tell people about Jesus, my friend? Because it's all about Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I'm a child of God.
Amen.
I'm a Gentile and a child of God because I believe Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
I am saved. The Holy Spirit lives in me as He lives in every Christian.
Amen.
And I am living proof that God loves everyone. And that God will save anyone.
Yes.
The apostles and 500 people unanimously Jesus is the Son of God. That He rose from the dead. The Bible, 66 books written by 40 men over 1,500 years, is all about Jesus.
Yes.
Furthermore, the Holy Spirit convicts everyone, men and women, young and old, Jews and Gentiles, about Jesus.
Give Jesus.
Won't you count this morning? Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. Whatever you need. And once again, we're so thankful that you've come. So I'll just Larry said, and believe him, some folks that will help you serve, okay? So if our guests will stand up, we got people that will show you the way. And again, welcome to the Maiden Vale this morning. I hope you enjoy this day of worship and tomorrow. And I'm so very glad that you have time to worship together. We'll ask a blessing upon the bill, and then we'll be dismissed in prayer. And as we are dismissed, Brother Steve Weaver, will you word our prayer tonight?
Kind of gracious Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord. We just like this, we just like